often do we let a problem just continue to bubble along in our lives without ever even thinking to go to God and asking Him to intervene? You know what I'm talking about. Why do we do that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Miracles these days seem to be few and far between. You know, powerful, obvious miracles in our lives. I wonder why that is. Has Jesus just given up on miracles? Or is it perhaps that we've become so comfortable in our day-to-day existence that we've stopped thinking that we need miracles, and so we've stopped believing that Jesus actually performs miracles? I mean, come on, when was the last time that you actually went to Him to ask Him for a powerful, life-changing, gobsmacking miracle? Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 4. Jesus came down from the hill and a large crowd followed Him. Then a man sick with leprosy came to Him. The man bowed down before Jesus and said, "Lord, You have the power to heal me if You want." Jesus touched the man. He said, "I want to heal you. Be healed." Immediately the man was healed from his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "Look, don't tell anyone about what happened, but go and let the priest look at you and offer the gift that Moses commanded for people who are made well. This will show everyone that you are healed." I love that story. That leper was an outcast. He was sick, he was desperate, and he approached Jesus with an uncommon faith. "Lord, You have the power to heal me if You want," he said. This guy was taking a real risk. What he was doing was against the law. But Jesus moved with compassion, stretched out His hand and touched him and said, "I want to heal you. Be healed." Now, there's a surprise. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Something powerful happens when we let the supernatural love and power of Jesus break into our lives. And that happens time and time again when we let His word into our hearts. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.